Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
You're listening to In the Spotlight with Jill Nicolini on Business Talk Radio, where we take your business to the next level. Welcome back to Business Talk Radio. Jill Nicolini here once again today, joined by Scott Nasciarelli. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Jill.
All right, you're the founder and leadership coach at Clear Insights Coaching. Would you mind just sharing your website with our listeners?
Sure, it's clearinsightscoaching.com.
Perfect. And also, let's discuss a little bit about who you are, if you don't mind, to get our listeners in tune with who we're speaking with here and what you do.
Okay, so I am a leadership coach. I live outside the D.C., in the D.C. metro area in Northern Virginia, with executives, helping them to become more effective in their leadership, but also in their life overall, and looking for a greater degree of harmony within all this, and help a lot of people identify in career and work, which is more aligned with who they are, with more aligned with their authentic self.
Got it. And you do work with clients all around the world, right?
All around the world, absolutely. Yeah. I've got clients here in the United States, in Europe, and the Middle East, and Africa at the current moment.
And we should also, you know, point out you've worked on many governments, with government, small businesses, entrepreneurs. You're multilingual, right? And you're the contributing author to two books. Would you mind just sharing a little detail on that?
So I've contributed to two books. One is for expatriates, helping them making their move overseas, and I have an activity and philosophy for helping them to make the adjustment easier in the first few months. And the other one is a book on transformation, where I contributed a section there on ways to transform our lives really every day, not looking for just a specific experience, but on ways to do that. And then I'm writing two books, which are in both in the process at the same time. I think one will be out this year. It's called Shift. That's the working title. Harmonizing with Your Heart to End the Career Blahs.
Cool. That sounds interesting. And we can all find out more information on him and get his books. Go to clearinsightscoaching.com. In the meantime, today, I know you'd like to discuss a little bit about moving from the boss to the coach, managing with the coaching approach. Would you mind elaborating on this and talk to us a little bit more in detail about this difference?
Absolutely. This is a topic that is near and dear to my heart. As a coach, of course, I came into coaching about 10 years ago, and I was a manager and working overseas, and I didn't really know that I was doing this, but in the end, when I was finishing my coaching training, I wrote the research paper on managing with a coaching approach. And so, just to get the listeners to think about, if they think about their worst boss ever, I'm sure lots of vision or lots of memories come to mind which are not pleasant. And Jill, I mean, if you think about somebody who was your worst boss ever, what's just one thing that they did that maybe was not
just not
pleasant?
Compassionate. I have to take off these days. Well, you really have to be at work. That was just, my uncle passed away. What do you expect me to do? I mean, that's like a serious situation. I'm not just asking for a day off. So that was lack of compassion and empathy. Yeah, that was my issue with one of my old bosses.
Yeah, that's huge. That's huge. So they're really not valuing you as a person and what you need in that moment. And then if you thought about your best boss ever, what's something that came to mind?
Oh, my goodness. Gracious. Just gracious. Sweet. Just like a friend, you know, and hence made you want to work more, do better in the company, because they treated me, he treated me like I was his friend. And then we became friends, family, and everyone got together for barbecue. So it was like a more of a family friendship, which I think was super important, because I think that's why everybody loved that boss. And we did.
Right.
And no one wanted to leave that job. Yeah, yeah.
But at the same time, I'm sure that there were still boundaries. You know, you understood that that was the person in charge and work still had to be done, but it could still be done in a friendly, pleasant way.
Absolutely.
Right. That makes you feel good.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. And so as coaches, what we're doing is we're connecting with people. And I think there's never been a higher level of dissatisfaction of the average person with their work, particularly here in the United States. Something like 70-75% of people are slightly or extremely dissatisfied with the work that they do. And it's been written and said many times that most of the time when people leave work, aside from a promotion or an increase in salary, it's because of the manager. Yep. It's because of the boss. They just don't like the environment. The environment is not good, and it really does start at the top.
Yeah.
So as coaches, you know, we're connecting with people. We're listening to our clients. We're asking questions. And what I do with my coaching clients, the ones that are the managers and in leadership roles, is I'm encouraging them to do more of that, to listen more than they talk. They have two ears. So let's do twice as much listening as we do speaking. And it's amazing what we learn. Back in the 70s, Hewlett Packard, or HP as we know it now, pioneered management by wandering around. They called it MBWA. And they were encouraging their managers to get out of their office, walk around the facility, walk around the office, speak to the employees, ask questions, find out what's happening. And it changed. It changed the environment there significantly. It really does work. And so the biggest thing is moving from a boss.
It does. I'm sorry. It's reminding me of Undercover Boss. Have
right?
you seen that show?
right?
They're
right.
out there asking right. questions hands-on with the employees. And that's wow, I didn't know this was going on. And wow, I had no idea it was so unproductive and what you're going through. And I just love that show.
right. Exactly. Exactly. And what happens is then that you come back with a lot more work in the beginning because mm-hmm. you had no idea that all that was happening. But what happens also is that when the team members and the employees start to see that you're really interested and concerned, and then, you know, the employee says, hey, Jill, you come back from vacation. I say, hey, Jill, how was your vacation? Let's pretend you went to Greece. Right? How was your vacation in Greece? Oh, it was great. And it's being sincere, and I truly want to know, but then there's another level of that connection that's there. As you mentioned, when you had the boss that was very, felt really good, mm-hmm. made you feel really good.
Yeah.
So that connection happens on all levels, and it starts to inspire and motivate and empower the employees. They feel great about it. The team members feel wonderful.
Absolutely. Go ahead.
I was waiting if you had a question or anything, because I can continue.
A little bit of a delay. Sorry. No, I'm good. Go ahead.
Okay, great. So the biggest thing is to get out there and ask questions. Really find out what's working. I used to always say to my team members, what's working? What's working? And you get more of what you focus on. So you start to then build this environment, this culture that is focused more on strengths, not on what's not working. You know, it's difficult to notice what's not working and notice what's working at the same time. Of course you can do it, but if you really focus on what's working and celebrating those successes, then that starts to become the norm. And that's what I noticed was happening in the organization I was working in, and then with clients too. They're starting to see that when they're focusing on the accomplishments and not what's not yet completed.
Okay.
And that changes everything. So then what happens is the employees start to, they feel great because they know that they're contributing. They know that they are a valuable part of the organization. Question? This one, or when we continue?
Yep, I'm listening. Go ahead. I get it.
All right. All right.
We do have a phone number, 631-627-1840, if anyone does want to call in and ask a question. But go ahead. You can continue.
Sure. Okay, great. So this starts to build a strength-based culture, one where the employees realize that their ideas are valued because the manager is listening to them. He's not just delegating work and checking in when things aren't complete. And that's what happens a lot of times, right? In many places, the sad truth is that maybe there's an annual performance review. Well, I've always said that should never be a surprise. Nobody should ever sit down to a performance review and be surprised at what the results are. There should be conversations all along the way. And by doing this, by getting out there and by speaking with the employees and by involving them in the decisions and in the solutions, really, you start to know what's happening on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm.
So a performance review becomes more of a formality. It's not a surprise at the end because there's been a lot of conversations leading up to that. And that's, I think, a really important piece. So in coaching, what we're doing is we're focused on the solution. And you've been in organizations, I'm sure, where there's a lot of complaining. There's a lot of, you know, talking about the problem.
Yes.
Well, the problem is important, right? It's important to identify the problem. But let's get out of that and start to focus on how we can solve the problem.
Mm-hmm.
What can we do? And as a coach, I would say to a client, for example, what's your idea on that? So imagine if managers start to, instead of just listening to the problem, then they start to say, what are your ideas? What thoughts do you have? What do you think would work well? That just unlocks everything. And it changes the environment.
Yeah, opens up that line of communication, and it makes you feel valid and feel important and feel that someone's actually listening, you know, to you. It's, yeah, I've been in situations like that with a boss that was hands-on and always was so talkative and so kind and so caring, and it just makes for a better work environment. Hence, I think makes us made us all more productive at the time.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, I'm sure it was. I'm sure that the productivity increased, probably the revenue, the profitability, you know, the profits increased. The service aspect of it, whatever you were delivering in that work, I'm sure was better. Customers were probably more satisfied, and people started to take ownership because they really felt like they were a part of it because somebody was valuing them.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so it's interesting to see when I'm working with new coaching clients who are in leadership roles, and they realize they've been working kind of way too hard. They realize that they've been getting results, but they're getting results with a lot of effort and honestly a lot of difficulty, and it's not sustainable because they're probably trying to do too much themselves and trying to control too many things, maybe micromanage, but none of us want to work for someone that micromanages us, right? I mean,
yeah.
That is the worst.
Uh-huh. Yep.
That is the worst. And so it's interesting to watch when they start to let go. They do feel like they're losing control a little bit, the clients. But that's a great place to be because that's when they're stepping outside of what's comfortable for them, even though it's not comfortable. They know that. They know it's too difficult. They're creating more work for themselves. They're stepping out of that comfortable place. And once they do, that's where the change happens, which is powerful. And that's for anything in our lives, right? Whenever we're doing something that we're in a place of our comfort zone, if we start to take actions that move us outside of that, that's where our change is. That's where our growth is.
Got it. And also, I know on your website, you're very focused on this harmonic aspect, right, of working together. It's harmonic coaching. Is that how you refer to it?
Right. Harmonic leadership coaching and harmonic career coaching.
Mm-hmm. Would you mind elaborating on that?
Absolutely. So the idea behind that is we all have our brain, we all have our mind, and our intellect is incredibly important, particularly in anything that we do in work and life for that matter, to make decisions. But so many of us are conditioned to rely only on our intellect, and we don't acknowledge our feelings, our intuitions. But the bigger piece of it is that if you look at the organs themselves, the brain is not nearly as powerful. When you measure the electromagnetic field of it, the heart is 60 times more powerful than the brain.
Mm-hmm.
Which is when you have a feeling, right? When we say, you know, our heart hurts, or when we have those feelings, we know that it's our heart that's really kind of speaking to us.
Yeah.
When we have those, even our solar plexus, our abdomen area, when we have those premonitions or those thoughts. And so many times I've been working with managers that for years have been head focused and making great decisions, but I said probably working way too hard. And then something happens, and we'll talk about it, and they'll say, you know, I had a feeling that was going to happen, right?
Yeah.
I had a feeling. How many times have you said that yourself?
All the time.
I had a feeling, all the time. I had a feeling that was going to happen. No, it just didn't seem right.
Yeah.
There's a message behind that. There's a reason why it just didn't feel right. It just didn't seem right. And so by us being able to harness more of the power of our heart, we can then create this harmony between our head and our heart. And it makes us even more effective, not in just leadership, but in any aspect of our lives. It really makes us much more complete as a person. And then we get better results. Therefore, the team would get better results. The employees would be happier, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Got it. And looking over at your notes, you say the harmonic aspect of connecting with their heart slow things down. That requires a little more effort up front, but many don't believe it will be done. So I would like to elaborate more on this when we get back from our quick commercial break. What do you say, Scott?
That sounds great.
All right, Scott Masciarelli, we got to remind everyone, Clear Insights Leadership and Career Coaching. Again, clearinsightscoaching.com is his website, and we'll be right back after this quick commercial break. Welcome back here to Business Talk Radio. Scott Masciarelli is on the line with us. ClearInsightsCoaching.com is his website, and he does career coaching and, of course, leadership. And welcome back to the show. Great. Thank you so much. So we were just talking a little bit about, obviously, your process of coaching and what you do. And I think we left off. What were we talking about? Hold on. I just lost my train of thought. Really?
Connecting with our heart and then slowing things down.
Yes. Thank you. Please elaborate.
Okay. I know. We covered so much for about 15 minutes, didn't we?
Yeah, we really did already. All right, guys.
Yeah. Okay. So with the harmonic aspect of what I was talking about, the harmonic leadership coaching, for example, and we start to leverage the power of our heart, which we often overlook. We were talking about how, you know, we might say, I had that feeling, you know, it just didn't seem right. Mm-hmm. We overlook that too often. And it's after the fact that we think, oh, yeah, maybe I should have paid attention to that. So I'm encouraging people, pay attention to it. And the more we start to pay attention to that, we then start to naturally just slow things down because we have this, we're not just trying to rationalize everything and think of everything intellectually. We've got a whole other aspect of our being that we're tapping into the knowledge, right? The intuition, the power of our being by leveraging the power of our heart. Mm-hmm. And that really helps a lot of managers, a lot of leaders. It helps a lot of managers make that shift from managing to becoming a leader, where instead of managing processes and people, they're starting to, as you said, have that compassion, have that empathy, make that connection. Their employees are starting to feel that they truly are a significant part of the organization. Mm-hmm. And then because all of that's happening and things are slowing down a little bit because there's this a sense of calm in many ways. And I'm going to share a really important client success story in just a few moments. But once all that happens and people start to relax more, there's more creativity, right? So once you feel that your manager, your boss is really paying attention to you and values what you have to say, then you're more apt to contribute. You're more apt to share your ideas. And then for those managers that get out there and they start to make that step where they're asking, what's working, what's not working, what do you need? It just creates that environment where that becomes the norm of sharing information, sharing knowledge, learning from each other, and collaborating instead of competing. And many times you see the competition instead of the collaboration, which changes everything when you move into that vein of collaborating. Mm-hmm. Would you like me to share a success story?
Yeah, I want to hear. Is this about the team in Kuwait?
I'll share that one first.
Oh, wait.
I'll share that, yes. I will do that, actually. That's a good one.
But no, right, please.
That's good. That's good. You're right. I should tell you that. So when I was working overseas, and I didn't know that I was doing this, right? Managing with the coaching approach until it was towards the end of it when I was going through coach training, and I realized, wow, I've actually been doing a lot of this stuff and didn't realize it. Mm-hmm. Fine. What surprised me the most is when I left, I kept in touch with a lot of the team members. We had a WhatsApp group, and to this day, we're still in contact. And what they told me was the one thing they missed the most, they said, do you know what the one thing we missed the most is about you being a boss? And I said, what? And they said, you talk to us. I said, what? And they said, you
don't think everybody does that, but no, not everyone does. That's why you're here.
Right? No, not everybody does. And I couldn't believe it. And they said, we really miss the fact that, you know, we could have just an open conversation with you without scheduling time. It could be really informal, and we always learn from each other. And you basically showed us how to learn from each other and learn from you. And I always create that environment where it wasn't that I was, yes, I was the manager, but like the story that you described about your best boss ever, the person had a position, you all respected it, but at the same time, there was this friendly environment that was creating great results.
Yeah.
So that's a success story. The other one I just had happen the other day, and it's a client that I'm working with, who's also overseas, we're working together for a few months now. Let me set the tone here. It's a person that is very qualified and likes to create systems, but wasn't really probably all that comfortable having a lot of the conversations and the everything I'm describing right now. He was promoted back in December into a role that he was qualified for, but didn't have any experience. So no previous experience in to be a manager of a commercial department. Well, the country was already in an economic crisis, so we had a problem already, you know, a challenge.
Mm-hmm.
And during this time, he was restructuring the entire department, following his intuition, knowing like what he needed to do, changing the office environment around, making some staff changes. And through our coaching, you know, he was creating daily briefings and weekly meetings and a mentoring system within the team where one person would share his knowledge with the other one and she would share knowledge with another person so that they all started to learn and benefit from each other's talents, because one person's talent is another person's maybe weakness, but then they all started to benefit and know what was happening. He also took it upon himself to do every single task within that department to understand what is the employee doing and how long does it take to do it. So then he knew how to solve problems, support and mentor the team. And then COVID happened. So now he's only in this role for, 2.5 months, maybe 3 months at best. COVID happened. Country goes on lockdown like most countries did around the world.
Mm-hmm.
Economic challenges. Nobody's out buying. It was, you know, commercial department. Nobody's really buying. They said, how can we create something new? What can we do during this time to create an entirely new online sales channel, which didn't exist before? And during COVID, that's what I was saying, you know, when you start to focus on what the solutions are, you start to become much more creative. They created an online sales channel, and then this started to involve the employees more, engage them more. And so now we are in July. The months of May and June, they had the best performance they've had in over 18 months. That's even before the economic crisis in the country and before COVID and before the other challenges. They've created a succession plan. The employees are feeling in that department much more a part of everything. And this is a person that didn't have any specific training in that work. But because he was out there talking to the people, communicating with them, asking questions, learning what they did, right, holding them accountable, but also asking them to provide their best ideas and solutions and sharing their knowledge, it's changed everything and created the best result in a really difficult period, which is absolutely mind-blowing to me, so satisfying to him and satisfying to me as well. But just to see that it's always possible, you can always make the change, doesn't matter what the circumstances are.
Well, see, you are just positive by nature. And quickly before we go, would you mind just telling us what got you into this path? Would you mind just sharing a little bit more about yourself?
Sure. So I was working overseas, and I was a psychology major and my undergraduate, and I decided I really wanted to do something to involve people, and I asked myself one question in my previous work as a general manager. What do I love about this work? And there was only one thing that I really loved. I liked a lot of things, but I loved having the conversations with the team members, either individually or as a group. And that led me down the path of finding coaching, because coaching is all about taking people that are doing pretty well and helping them improve and elevate where they are. And it's, yeah, never look back.
And
love
you traveled to how many countries?
I've traveled to just over 80 countries.
Oh, just over. I love it.
Well, Scott,
very impressive. And Scott Mascarelli, to remind everyone, your website, clearinsightscoaching.com. Is that the best form of contact, or do you want to share a number?
That's the best form of contact. There's a contact form on there. They can also sign up and receive an ebook on thriving in change. Probably no better time to take that resource than right now. And they can also email info@clearinsightscoaching.com. So any one of those, right through the website, is the best way.
Great. Thank you so much for our conversation today. It was great. And looking forward to next week as well. Hope you have a fantastic week, Scott. And to all of our listeners out there, please stay tuned. We have more Business Talk Radio coming up in 2 minutes.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
You're listening to In the Spotlight with Jill Nicolini on Business Talk Radio, where we take your business to the next level.